Greetings, everyone. Welcome to today's discussion, which is going to be led by the question, complete freedom is not possible in the classroom. My name is Shumirai. I'll start with a quote from one of America's presidents, Abraham Lincoln, who said, "Those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves." I find this very much congruent to the views propagated by prominent philosophers of freedom, for example, Goethe, Steiner, and Immanuel Kant, who subscribe to the famous three kinds of freedom, which are freedom from, that is, a freedom from the constraints of society. Secondly, the freedom to, which is a freedom to do what we want to do. And thirdly, the freedom to be, that is, a freedom not just to do what we want, but a freedom to be who we were meant to be. We can derive some nuances in this discussion or presentation from the second kind of freedom, which is the freedom to, in many spheres, for example, the political. But our study is concerned with the concept of freedom in the educational context. And so I will probe these questions. What is freedom? Is there complete freedom in the classroom? What does it mean to give learners freedom in the classroom? Which freedoms should be allowed in the classroom? How does freedom of learners affect classroom management? Well, the concept of freedom in the classroom could be in some way synonymous to the concept of classroom management and the practices regarding it, which are associated with discipline, leadership, time management, and teaching. And this is according to Oza 2013. He maintains that freedom in the class determines that the students' behaviors in the classroom should not be used to interfere in their personal rights. And so, considering these insights, is freedom about letting learners do what they want to do? Or is it about giving them choices and encouraging their independence so they take ownership over what they learn? And so, one could ask, what then is freedom? When we ask what is freedom, in my opinion, one is saying, is there complete freedom or liberty? Or we are saying, there is freedom of action as freedom within a frame of rules. Well, the philosophy of freedom in education holds that each individual should have the right to learn and become what he so chooses. That is, children should have the same right to freedom as adults. Restrictions on this right should be minimized, and the opportunity to fulfill it should be maximized. In other words, one has the freedom to and freedom to be. Well, is this applicable in the classroom setting? A study by Oza 2013 on the perceptions of freedoms in the classroom revealed that the behaviors that were found disturbing in the classroom by some teachers were perceived as the acts of freedom for students. He notes and comments that the same behavior can be seen as a violation of discipline by the teacher or an act of freedom by the student. In this regard, how do learners view freedom according to the aforementioned study? So learners are said to have said, freedom to them is to be able to ask questions and issues in mind at any time, to be able to say ideas freely on any subject. to express thoughts freely and to be able to think differently from the teacher and to be able to say it. To express needs, problems, and political ideas freely without being under pressure. To listen to music in the class when they are bored without disturbing anyone. To deal with other things while listening to the teacher. To carry a mobile phone and to be able to respond to messages even in the classroom. Talking in the phone in the classroom. To be able to dress as they want. Not having to get permission to talk. To eat or drink any type of drink, as well as chewing gum, and to freely entrance or exit the lesson at any time, to be able to criticize the teacher. Well, Oza, in this study, he contends the above comprehension by commenting that complete liberty or freedom in a school should be understood and accepted as freedom of action within a frame of rules. He therefore suggests that a conventional concept on freedom in the classroom presupposes that learners' behavior in the classroom should not be confused and to some extent interfere in their personal rights. And so after considering these views, we can ask, how much freedom do we have in education, or rather in the classroom? How much freedom do we have in the classroom? In my opinion, I should think in a school setup, complete freedom is impossible, as long as we talk of discipline and punishment. The Education Act of Zimbabwe in this regard upholds that the best interests of the child are placed at the center of any disciplinary measure. Section 68 of the Act stipulates that any discipline which amounts to physical or psychological torture or to cruel, inhuman or degrading punishment or treatment is outlawed. But nowadays we find that what goes against the wants and wishes of the learner is deemed unfair and amounts to abuses. What are we to do in this regard? Oza, once more, 2013, in view of this, has to say, the freedoms of those living in a school with rules are limited with these rules. By expressing what the freedoms of students are and where they end by the managers and teachers, it should be taught that the freedom is a responsibility, not an irresponsibility. And that each behavior of the students is monitored by the teachers and managers, whether it conforms to the boundaries of freedoms determined. And as such, the student should be directed by means of warnings as and when required. In that, as long as the students apprehend the school and social values, they know the field and limits of their freedoms as well, and they use their freedoms accordingly. And so from what you've just heard, what freedoms should the learners have in the class? Or what should the freedoms do to the learners in the class? I should think freedom should encourage students to use their creativity and develop their natural curiosity. For example, in group tasks, individual projects, in practical subjects. That learners should not be passive, that is, wait for someone else to tell them what to think or do. For example, coming to checking on their teacher if he or she is late for the lesson, or bringing books in time if they are given tasks.
that learners should be given freedoms of speech without disrupting the class. And also, learners should have the freedom of expression, freedom of voice, which is modeled by speaking in terms. But learners should have also freedom of preferences, that is, the freedom to share their thoughts, their likes, and freedom to speak up, which could be necessary for monitoring and evaluation. For example, if learners are boring, it should be encouraged to learners to say so, and that there should be freedom of movement in the classroom. Sometimes students need freedom of movement during class to stay focused and calm. However, movement should be controlled, otherwise they begin misbehaving or becoming a distraction to others. And also, learners should have the freedom from bullying and harassment, which should not be tolerated in class. There should be constant supervision even during independent week time. Also, the learners should have freedom to make mistakes, because they need the freedom to experiment with new skills without fearing ridicule by teachers or peers if they so make mistakes. And also, there should be freedom to ask for help. I mean, learners should feel free to come to teachers for guidance and support. Asking questions shouldn't be a sign of weakness. Another freedom which I believe should be given to learners is freedom from over-testing. As teachers or tutors, we have the tendency of over-testing learners. If learners feel they are being tested too much or too frequently, this will take away the morale in them, because it is difficult to recall everything. It means learners spend time reviewing information rather than learning new things, making it difficult for them to learn effectively. And so, in light of the freedoms that learners have in the classroom, where does this leave the teacher? According to an Indian philosopher, Krishnamurti, teachers should have the freedom to lay down rules and to relax them as and when necessary, because there's a time and place for everything. And that the teacher should have the freedom to include everyone in the classroom. Hence, the teacher should promote responsibility and good behavior. For example, applauding the good work done by class monitors, class sweepers, timekeepers, bell ringers, and so on. And also, the teacher should be honest and trust the students. There should be that good relationship between them. The teacher should also have positive reinforcement and, to some extent, allow peer teaching, which gives learners enough freedom to learn effectively. And so, with these propositions, is there complete freedom in the classroom? Is freedom necessary for effective learning? What about classroom management, referred to earlier on? In other words, we are asking, how does the freedom of students affect classroom management? According to Oza once more, if learners have freedom in the classroom, they feel less stressed and more confident, they are engaged in their own learning process, they have a deeper interest in their work, they have a positive correlation between academic achievements and time spent in the classroom, they feel more respected and can be kinder in return, and also they learn how to regulate themselves rather than having the teacher constantly regulate them. Also, this is an advantage to the teacher, who has more time to focus on students who need extra help. There is also an increased likelihood of children becoming leaders in their community and society as a whole. And so I believe the above, or what we've just mentioned, prompts us to look at criticism or contrary views of freedom, in our case, the classroom environment. And so the Indian philosopher Krishnamurti criticizes freedoms of learners. He asks, what are the risks of giving learners freedom? And by freedom, he says, we must mean at least the freedom for the child to study what they want, when they want, how they want, and if they want. What are the risks of not giving learners freedom? Krishnamurti says, in giving the child freedom, the educator risks that the child is not going to do what the educator wants, how he wants it, and when he wants it. And so, there is a certain amount of disorder. He continues to say, a human being is free inwardly, that he disciplines himself and does so naturally. But if I discipline through punishment, it is not discipline at all. Krishnamurti says, the risks of not giving the child freedom are that the entire point of education will be lost, and all what remains is training for a livelihood, the inculcation of social values and perspectives. And for him, the point of education was what he called the awakening of intelligence. And this involves the coming to know of goodness, love, and beauty, which he claimed are inseparable because the three can only flower in freedom. And so this may point to a rather blunt conclusion to say, without freedom, there can be no real education. I would love to know your opinions. And so to conclude, in this presentation, the concept of freedom in the classroom was evaluated in terms of students' freedom in the classroom and classroom management. And that freedom of action is freedom within a frame of rules. We also found that students define freedom in the classroom as student rights, less rules, ability to question, ability to criticize the teacher, and also the involvement of equality concepts. We also should note that freedom in the classroom should not prevent the teaching right of the teacher, managing right of the manager, and the learning right of other students. Which means there is no complete freedom in the classroom, but freedoms in the classroom should be regulated and monitored, otherwise there is no classroom management. We also found out that freedom should be permissible because it can promote effective learning. And that also teachers should have freedoms. And that freedoms should be promoted and exercised responsibly by both learners and teachers. If opposite thoughts of freedom meet in the same classroom, there will be conflicts naturally, and management of the classroom becomes difficult.